Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Celeb News Ride Home for Tuesday, December 10th, 2019. I'm your host, Kate Raft, and I'm here to help you, okay? I'm here to help you fill your brain with knowledge about celebrities. And some would say that celebrity knowledge is the most important form of knowledge. So what I'm saying is basically I'm a professor, so you're welcome. Today's topics: Vanna White gets promoted, Kevin Hart might be open to hosting the Oscars, Cuba Gooding Jr. is accused of sexual misconduct by 7 more women, bringing the total number of accusers to 22, Daisy Ridley gets confused about privilege, Zach Braff and Florence Pugh go shopping, and Mohamed Hadid is officially on the market. Here's what you missed today in the world of celebrity news. Vanna White is moving on up in the world, everybody. Vanna, the woman known for wearing ball gowns and changing the letters on Wheel of Fortune, is upgrading from silent sidekick to full-on host for 3 weeks. Her short stint as the boss of Wheel of Fortune began last night, and I have to say, she looked great as the host. It's a huge accomplishment for women silent sidekicks of long-running game shows everywhere. Pat Sajak, who typically hosts the show, ended up having to get emergency surgery for a blocked intestine back in November when they were shooting. So the powers that be asked Vanna White if she wanted to be the host for the first time ever while Pat Sajak recovered from his surgery. In an interview that came out yesterday in the New York Times, Vanna White said, quote, "I've never even thought of that in 37 years. And to be asked almost on the spot, how do you feel about hosting the show? Like, what?" End quote. When asked if she had nerves about the hosting gig, she said, quote, "Oh my gosh, that's an understatement. I was very nervous," end quote. You really need to look at the photo of Vanna White hosting Wheel of Fortune. It's truly heartwarming content. The set is completely covered in holiday decor and she's beaming, she's glowing. I mean, it's great. I love it. The best part of all of this is that she finally got to take a break from wearing her usual 5-inch heels. She said in the interview, quote, "I took my shoes off during the show. It was great," end quote. Wow, so Vanna White got to take her heels off and host the show barefoot. Listen, everyone, this is a true moment in feminist history, and we're all so lucky to be alive to witness it. Wait, am I having deja vu, or is Kevin Hart maybe going to host the Oscars? Who knows if this is real, but he did kick off the Oscar hosting conversation last night during the premiere for Jumanji: The Next Level. Variety tweeted a video of him dishing on whether he would take over as host after stepping down this past year. On last night's red carpet, Kevin Hart said, quote, "Hey, look, I have nothing but love for the Academy. I always will. I think that, you know, any conversation is always a good conversation, so TBD, to be determined," end quote. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who co-stars in the Jumanji sequel with Kevin Hart, was actually standing next to Kevin on the red carpet and chimed in saying, "Get the tequila ready." Are we getting the tequila ready because we're celebrating Kevin Hart maybe hosting the Oscars, or what? In case you forgot, Kevin Hart was supposed to host the Oscars back in February of this year, but stepped down after some of his allegedly homophobic tweets were exposed. One such tweet said that if he found his son playing with the dollhouse, he would, quote, "break it over his head and say in my voice, stop, that's gay," end quote. The comedian repeatedly said he wouldn't apologize for his comments, saying at one point, quote, "I'd never apologize for what was never intended to be disrespectful. I'd never allow the public to win for something I know wasn't malicious," end quote. But after getting a lot of heat, Kevin Hart eventually did step down from the hosting gig and actually did send a heartfelt apology to the LGBTQ community. After his apology and after the Oscars went without a host, Kevin Hart was under fire again this past September for acting bizarre around Lil Nas X during an interview with The Shop on HBO. When the topic of Lil Nas X coming out of the closet came up, Kevin Hart appeared absolutely clueless as to why the rapper would feel scared to come out as gay. At Major Celebrity on Twitter said it best when he tweeted the clip and wrote, quote, "Kevin Hart acting like he doesn't know why Lil Nas X would be scared to come out. is like someone who stole the thing you lost helping you look for it, end quote. E! Online insinuated that maybe Kevin Hart is a changed man since last September, writing, quote, Hart has had an intense year in the time since. In September, he was involved in a nearly fatal car accident that he claimed changed his entire outlook on life. His upcoming Netflix series, Don't F This Up, out December 27th, will document the events of the past year and a half of his life, from the Oscars drama all the way through his car accident. Perhaps it's this new outlook at life that has the father of three focused on evolving through past drama. Only time will tell if the Oscars take his offer of a dialogue to heart, end quote. Personally, I think Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper should host the Oscars in character as Ally Maine and Jackson Maine from last year's A Star Is Born, but that's just me. Either way, I desperately hope that there is any Oscars host this year, because last Oscars was weird. There was no host and it made me feel bad. I like having a host. Restaurants need hosts. Parasites need hosts. Oscars need hosts. Okay. Just a quick heads up, this next topic is about sexual misconduct. Cuba Gooding Jr. has now been accused of unwanted sexual contact by seven more women, bringing his grand total of accusers to a whopping 22. According to the New York Daily News, these seven new filings against Cuba were made public yesterday. According to the article, the accusers say the actor, quote, forcibly kissed, groped, or sexually abused them. In one of the new allegations, a woman accuses Gooding of harassing and then sexually assaulting her at the 2009 Sundance Film Festival in Utah, end quote. I won't go into detail about what allegedly happened with the woman at Sundance, but the details, trust me, are horrific. Cuba Gooding Jr., via his lawyers, spoke out against the new filings. Last night, his attorney gave some quotes calling the allegations ancient and outdated. According to the New York Daily News, quote, Gooding faces three misdemeanor counts of forcible touching and three misdemeanor counts of sexual abuse. He maintains his innocence, end quote. TMZ is reporting that, quote, he's not charged for any of the claims by the seven new accusers, but prosecutors want to use them to strengthen their case against the actor, end quote.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Daisy Ridley is riddled with controversy, and it's not all sunshine and daisies. Okay, so that wordplay was really, really bad, but guess what? Bravely, I'm not gonna edit it out, okay? But anyway, speaking of Daisy Ridley, aka Rey from the new Star Wars movies, the 27-year-old actress is in a bit of hot water after making some comments about privilege that a lot of people are calling tone deaf. In an interview with The Guardian, the actress basically refused to admit that she has more privilege than her co-star John Boyega, who grew up in South London with Nigerian immigrant parents. When the journalist asked Daisy for her thoughts on her own privilege, Daisy confusedly rebutted, saying, "How? No, genuinely, how?" end quote. The article goes on with the author saying, quote, Well, I say in terms of wealth, class, education, that kind of privilege, in knowing how to decode the rules in certain spaces. As a caveat, I add that both of us have privilege and it's not a criticism. I was simply curious to know what she thought. Things take an awkward turn, end quote. Daisy then says, quote, no, adding, quote, John grew up on a council estate in Peckham and I think me and him are similar enough that... no, end quote. The author of the piece wrote, quote, I don't point out that members of Ridley's family were establishment figures. Her grandfather, John Ridley, OBE, was head of engineering at the BBC from 1950 to 1965. His brother was the dad's army actor and playwright, Arnold Ridley, while Boyega had to apply for a hardship fund to join Theatre Peckham, end quote. Full disclosure, I did have to look up what OBE is, and apparently it's a very important British-y title that stands for Order for the British Empire. I'm 99% sure that if you have an OBE, you're also a knight, I think. Listen, I'm not fully caught up on the crown, so don't at me. But anyway, it's a great article. The journalist gently pushes Daisy to admit she's privileged, and the actor never quite is able to do that. She does admit at one point in the piece that she's never been asked about privilege before, with the actress stating, quote, I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong, adding, I've just never been asked that before, so I'm like, oh, I don't think so, end quote. Anyway, people had a lot to say about this article when it came out this weekend. Twitter user at SciFiBiz wrote, quote, one of the most appalling things about this Daisy Ridley interview is that in her 4 years of headlining one of the biggest franchises on earth, this is so painfully evidently the very first time anyone has truly invited her to critically confront and examine her own privilege, end quote. Well said, SciFiBiz. Okay, a little disclaimer. The next topic isn't exactly hard-hitting news, but I am a big Midsommar fan, and every time I hear about Florence Pugh, I have to drop everything and just, like, soak it all in. Okay, so in case you don't know, Florence Pugh is the star of Midsommar, and she's going to be in the upcoming Little Women. Guess what, folks? Florence Pugh, she's out here in the streets getting photographed, holding hands with someone, and that someone is our boyfriend, Zach Braff. I'm obsessed with this relationship. He's 44, she's 23. They look weirdly mismatched, but it kind of works. They're literally always holding hands. If you Google image search them, they're holding hands in every single picture, which I love. Love it. Love, love. Apparently, they've been together since at least April and may have met because Zach helped develop a short film she acted in. Anyway, it's December now and they're still going strong, still walking on streets, still holding hands. People.com covered their hand-holding outing from this past weekend, and I encourage you all to check out the paparazzi photo. They both look extremely normal and fine. They're wearing winterish coats and walking through the city. But guess what? Behind them, there's a great candid shot of a woman who kind of looks like she's rolling her eyes at them. And honestly, I love to see it. I'm currently counting down the seconds until this becomes a meme. Aside from walking on the street and getting papped, the duo was also seen at the Little Women premiere in New York, although they attended separately. So I guess they're not like a red carpet couple yet. Also, here's something fun I learned today. Florence Pugh is British, which, like, come on, I should have known that. Pugh is a super British sounding last name. Come on, come on, Kate, come on. Okay, now we're going to talk about a guy named Mohammed Hadid, who you might know as Gigi Bella and Anwar Hadid's dad. He's also Yolanda Hadid from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills' ex-husband, and he's appeared on the show Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Anyway, okay, so for some reason, I started following him on Instagram like 2 years ago, and I've been hooked ever since. He posts these like blurry headshots of himself and like gushes over how much he loves his kids. He's got big Instagram dad energy. He's also this wealthy guy who builds mega mansions for a living. And I don't know, I'm really obsessed with him. And now, so are you. Anyway, Mohammed Hadid is in the news now because of his breakup with longtime girlfriend turned fiance, Shiva Safai. TMZ broke the story saying that Mohammed, 79, and Shiva, 39, broke up because of an alleged disagreement over marriage and children. TMZ wrote, quote, "Sources close to Mohammed Hadid tell TMZ he and Shiva Safai parted ways about a year ago, even though she didn't confirm it publicly until this week. We're told the 39-year-old absolutely wanted to be a mom, but Mohammed wasn't looking to go down that road again. As you know, Mohammed is already a father to 5 beautiful children, daughters Bella, Gigi, Alana, and Marielle, and son Anwar," end quote. The couple got engaged in 2014, and while they've been allegedly over for almost a year now, their relationship is forever immortalized in the short-lived 2017 reality show Second Wives Club, which starred Shiva alongside other second, third, fourth, and fifth wives of rich dudes. Shiva is now dating this guy named Niels Howling, who I tried to Google and find out who he was, and guess what? He's a DJ and a producer, so, you know, good for you, Shiva. Anyway, Mohammed is allegedly single and ready to mingle, so if any of you out there want to date Gigi and Bella's dad, I don't know, maybe fire up the celebrity-only dating app called Raya? I don't know, maybe he's there, maybe he's not. That's it for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in to Celeb News Ride Home. I've been your host, Kate Raft. You can follow me at Kate Raft. And thanks to Ride Home Media and my co-producer and engineer, Jack Allison. And hey, tune back in tomorrow for an all-new episode of Celeb News Ride Home. And in the meantime, I will be at home working on my Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston vision board. Because did you know they're both nominated for Golden Globes this year? And that means they're probably going to get back together. All right, see you tomorrow. Bye.